is Dafas Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel. In the end of Daf Lamed Beis, we had a brisa that said that if your person's not going to be chayiv to bring a carbon when he violates a chiyuv kares b'mezid, then you're certainly not going to be chayiv to bring a carbon when you violate a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim b'mezid, presumably because misa b'dei shemayim is less severe than kares. But then the very next line of the brisa says that when you violate a chiyuv kares b'mezid, he's patur mikarbon because he hasn't done anything that deserves misa b'dei shemayim, as if misa b'dei shemayim is worse than kares. So the Gemara wasn't sure what to make of this brisa. One line sounds like kares is worse, the next line sounds like misa b'dei shemayim is worse. So three approaches. First was Rabbi Chiya Barav, and he says, no, what makes mi'ila more severe than an isser kares is not the fact that it has misa b'dei shemayim, it's that you could be chayiv on even pachos mikazayis. That's what we're emphasizing. Second Teretz, Marbrei de Ravina says, mi'ila is more strict than an isser kares, again, not because of misa b'dei shemayim, but it's more strict in that the chiyuv mi'ila even applies when a person doesn't have any kavana to use that particular item. And then third approach is Menachem Bar Yitzchak, again, that what makes mi'ila more severe than an isser kares is not the misa b'dei shamayim shabo, it is that you're even chayiv if one is misasek, if one completely mindlessly violates mi'ila, if he sticks his hand into the jar and there happens to be kadosh oil in that jar. Amar Mar, the Brice in the previous staff had said that while truma that becomes chametz retains its status as truma, if hifrish chametz truma, divrei kolayin kadosha, if you have something that's chametz already and then you want to make it truma, that for sure doesn't work. So Gemara wants to minan imili, where does that come from, that it doesn't work to make chametz into truma? So two suggestions. First, the Gemara says titein lo, the truma should be given to the kohen. So we dash in lo v'lo la'oro, it has to be something that the kohen is able to use. And if it's chametz on Pesach, he's not able to use. The Gemara asks that truma tameya can become truma even though the kohen can only put it into a fire roll, so he has no use for it. So the Gemara says no, the tamei food was once tahar, it once had a shas hetir. But the chametz that we're talking about was something that became chametz before it was ever harvested from the ground. So it was always chametz. It never had a shas heter. Now, according to that approach, chametz can normally become truma. It's only when it was harvested after it had already become chametz that it would be a problem of making it into truma. Then the second basic approach was Rav Huna Brady of Shui. He says a truma only works when the remaining food that the truma was taken from has a change in status from being usur to being mutter. So if you're dealing with truma with tevel, so when you take out the truma, the tevel now becomes mutter. But if you're dealing with chametz, that's tevel, so you take out the truma and it's still chametz, so it's still going to be yasser, and that's the problem. Then the Gemara discusses anavim shenitmu. If there are tamei grapes, Rabbi Yochanan says dorchan pachas pachas mikabetza v'yenan kashal l'nasachim. You could press less than a kabetza of them at a time, and the wine that they produce is going to be tar, because Rabbi Yochanan holds mashkin mifkat pkidi, that the liquid inside the grapes is not considered to be part of the tamei grape. It's as if it's a separate entity that's stored inside of the grape. So the liquid is never tamei, and it doesn't become tamei when it's squeezed out, because the rule is that less than a kabetza of food cannot transmit tumah to anything, including the juices that were just squeezed out. And the same would be true if there was exactly a kabetza of grapes. It doesn't have to be pachas. Even if it was exactly a kabetza of grapes, the juice would never become tamei, because the second you squeeze out that first drop, it's now pachas mikabetza. But we don't want to play games with exactly a kabetza, dil masi l'mavid yosem mikabetza, because you could easily become confused between exactly a kabetza and a little bit more than kabetza. Rav Chisid disagrees. He says, no, that the wine extracted from tamei grapes is absolutely tamei. He holds that the liquid inside is certainly part of the grape itself, and therefore that liquid is certainly tamei. But even Rav Chisda would say that when a tamei person squeezes out tahar grapes, exactly kabetz of tahar grapes that never became hochshol lekabel tuma, the juices are going to be tahar, because the reason is that the juice comes out of the grapes is machshir the grapes to become tamei. But as soon as the first drop of juice comes out of the grapes, they're smaller than kabetza, and therefore they cannot become tamei when the pachas mikabetza. Rav Chisda proves himself to be correct based on the brisa that said that grapes and olives of Truma Tumeya have no value because the Kohen can't eat them and they're useless as firewood. If Rabbi Yochanan were correct that the juices squeezed out of less than a kabetz of tamei grapes are tahar, the Brisa should have said, no, of course they have value. Just make sure you squeeze out less than a kabetz at a time and they'd have perfect value. Rav explains that Rabbi Yochanan would defend himself by saying that the only reason the Brisa doesn't recommend squeezing small quantities of tamei grapes less than a kabetz is gzeira dil masiba de takal. You don't want to leave stuff like that around. Why aren't we equally concerned about leaving oil around and leaving bread around? Well, those are cases where you completely spoil them. You make them inedible, and therefore we're not worried about leaving those things around. The Gemara has a debate. What about a piece of wheat? Is that something that we assume you can leave around? If it's boiled and made disgusting to eat, maybe there's no concern of takala. That's machlokas amarayim.